So let me welcome the next speakers. We have Blinry and Moritz, and they're going to talk about team type, multiplayer mode for your text editor towards a collaborative editing protocol. Let's welcome them with a round of applause.
Hi, thanks for the introduction. We kind of split this talk into two parts. The first part is about showing you a tool that we built over the past 2 years. And the other part is about, we want to pitch you an idea that allows you to add your own tools to the mix. But we're going to start with our tool.
Hi, I'm Moritz. And TeamType has been inspired by things like Etherpad, where you can type text together. But we also wanted to code together, and there is some solution that is called LiveShare, where you are bound to a specific editor. So what we want to have instead is something that's interoperable between editors. We like NeoVim, so we are kind of biased, but we also want to have an Emacs implementation, and we do have a VS Codeium implementation to edit local text files together, so especially pair programming and note-taking. Open source project that is also funded by an LNET and a prototype fund, and I think it's a perfect job by Nico in the schedule because it fits very well with what we've seen before in the talk. And we used to be called EtherThink. And I think the best is just to show you. So this is the other demo, and this is quite light, but I hope I cannot change the color, but I will make it bigger. And to use it, there's a daemon that is started with team type share. I have to confirm that I want to do this in this empty directory. And then there's a team type join 6 conformist facial. And Blinry is joining. So we will hopefully soon. Yeah, so then we joined.
I think I did.
And you didn't?
No.
Okay, someone else did. So five tobacco involved. Please let us demo this, and then we can test it together later. We discussed, can we trust the room to mess with us or not? So, we have problems with the internet. That's your other option.
No, I think it's fine now. Yeah.
Okay. So,
connected.
You're connected, and still no files here, but now Blinry opened the file on their system, so I see a file, I can open it with my NeoVim. I'm connected and I can type while Blinry is typing. So this is, and we can also have selections, and we also can have VS Codeium. So I can open the file here and also see the other two cursors, and we type at the same time. Yeah, so.
Second file.
So we can also have more files, and there's something like a team type follow if you want to like pair program and just watch, or I can jump to the cursor and no range. Okay, there's some mysterious error. So I want to jump to Blinry, and then I'm in the second file in NeoVim. Okay, so that's the demo part. Thank you. And up to Blinry.
All right, if you're curious how this works, by the way, you can check out the talk from last year, where we talked about like our bases. We're using AutoMerge, Iroh, and Magic Wormhole, so we're kind of standing on the shoulders of giants. And we want to hone in on this very specific part in this talk, which is about the connection between the editor and the rest of the system. Currently, what we did is like to build individual editor plugins, right? We have one for NeoVim, for VS Code. We're starting on a work for a plugin in Emacs, and there might be others. And they're talking to a team type daemon, and the daemon then communicates to other daemons and other computers. But now imagine that you would like to have some other collaborative applications, maybe, from your text editor. For example, you want to talk to a Hedgehog server, or maybe you want to talk to Peer2Panda. You would need currently to have like individual plugins for all of these arrows, right? You would need a NeoVim plugin that talks to Hedgehog, for example. And that's kind of inconvenient, and that's a lot of arrows. And if you think about it, like in other areas where like you want to give capabilities to text editors, this has been solved already. For example, if you want to have code completions or diagnostics in editors, before you had the situation on the left where you need one plugin per language on the left and per editor on the right. But that was solved by the language server protocol, where like the editors only need to implement this protocol, and then like the tooling support also need to implement it, and all combinations can talk to each other. And that seems really convenient for this purpose. Other areas where similar situations exist are the debug adapter protocol that gives like debugging capabilities to editors, and more recently the model context protocol allows adding LLM capabilities to editors. So we see a gap here where it would be really nice to have something like a collaborative editing protocol for text editors that you can implement in one editor once and like maybe once for a collaborative application, and all of those combinations can talk to each other. So if you take one thing away from this talk, maybe it would be that having this would be really cool. And now the question is like how to build that.
So we already have something obviously working for TeamType, and the idea is to abstract away from it, and also similar to what Andreas said in the previous talk, that we kind of have some interoperability even between like the different solutions that we see here. What we have so far is a custom JSON RPC protocol. So we are based on JSON RPC. We are inspired by LSP. So there's the question, can it work with LSP as well? And there's also a solution, Braid, which would be based on HTTP. If you have other ideas how this could work, please reach out to us. The contact will be in the end. Currently it works. We try to start with a very minimalistic solution. We have open, close, edit, and cursor message type. And it kind of fits in a Mastodon post. And the open and closing is just to say from the editor to the daemon, yeah, I want to know about this file and I'm currently typing into it. I need your updates, kind of following and then unfollowing. So the edit is then you send out a specific range. There are different ways to approach this, but this is a way which was most convenient for the editor plugins that we currently have. And you need to have some sort of synchronization between the daemon and the editor, which is what the revision is for. And the revision is based on some kind of dumbed down OT, that's operational transformation, where the editor has to do as little as possible and the daemon does most of the jobs, most of the work. Cursor is pretty straightforward as well. You just have the position or the range. And when it's coming from the daemon, you have a name. And we currently have the implementations, as I said, for NeoVim and VS Code and TestStudio. But other solutions are floating around. And once we found an agreement once it's working, we will definitely advertise them on our page. So we'd be happy if you are interested in these other editors for contributions. So that could be you. Just a short expectation management because of time. We are planning to answer every questions like offline. So we are planning to fill the whole slot. So sorry, we're currently not planning to take. Maybe we'll see if we manage to take in questions in the end, but we're not planning to. And now, for the collaboration servers that Blinry said with this N by M, we also have a prototype here. Maybe some of you know Hedgedog, which is online text editing. You know what? I just show you. So the Hedgedog looks like this. Here on the right side, you have that's running in a browser, so a web application. And it's possible entirely like without the daemon, so I'm just killing this one to make sure, but I don't have any daemon running here. But the editor, like my NeoVim, is configured in such a way that it's using our Hedgedog prototype, which is from the EtherSync time, so it hadn't renamed it yet. but it's still working. And then I can connect to the test site, and it's loading the content of the site, and also I should be able to type here. And on the right side, I need to go to edit mode, of course, and editing. So hedgehog. The protocol currently has these problems that we don't have undo, for example. We cannot initiate a connection from the side of the, in a different way than we just the editor plugin is opening. But we need this team type share that we currently have and the team type join that we showed you. And we also have some usability UI issues in a way, like that if you have an editor open, a file open in your editor, then and it's deleted on the other side, what do you do? So the editors are kind of need to be told about that and need to have an interface for that.
And what we showed you was our current prototype protocol using JSON RPC. And now the question is, maybe another way would be possible where you're just using the language server protocol directly to allow collaborative editing, because it already supports events opening of text documents, changes of documents, because the language servers do need to know about the content of your buffer in your editor. And also the edits that you send around already have version identifiers. So in theory, it would be possible to just use LSP, which would have the advantage that any editor that already has LSP support could be attached to the system, and then you would already have this collaboration. The last point is about how would you show remote cursors? Maybe you could use a text annotation of that character as a cursor or something. It would be a workaround. And on the practical side, it seems there are several challenges to this idea, which are how would you implement this jump to cursor that Moritz showed you? LSP also has a bit of a different model for how to communicate the changes. And one would need to cleverly think about how to do that bidirectionally. And it's definitely not intended for that use case, because it's used for code completions and stuff. So it feels a bit like a hacky solution. Nevertheless, one person in the community has already built a bridge. So you can start a little program that speaks LSP to the editor and speaks the team type protocol to the other side, basically. So you can kind of try that already. And it's work in progress. And the third option that we see for a protocol between editors and collaborative applications would be using something called Braid. It's currently been worked on in a working group to be a standard and an extension of HTTP, which allows state synchronization via HTTP. For example, here's a message that changes the text of a blog post. And you can see that it has a content range there, and it says, please replace this range with this new text. And the advantage here is that it's already kind of becoming a standard anyway. And the disadvantage is that it's maybe a bit more of a complex thing that the editors would have to implement. And again here, one person from the Braid community has written a team type bridge, which means that you can use our team type protocols to talk to Braid resources already. So kind of all of these three worlds already talk to each other, which is cool. And now the question is how to proceed with going towards this collaborative editing protocol. We see two kind of directions that are in a bit of a trade-off against each other. One is what we're currently doing, which we called project stewardship for this protocol, which is we as the team type project just find out what we need this protocol to do in practice, kind of, and that makes it proven by practice, basically, and driven by the needs we have in the project. And we are kind of fast to move. If we need to make any adaptations, we can do it like that, and we have been doing that over the past 2 years, I guess. On the other side, it would be possible to drive this standardization with a consortium where you would have shared ownership over it. It would be more independent, and maybe it would be a better general solution and have better compatibility. So here's our invitation to all of you. If you're curious to help shape this collaborative editing protocol, if your project somehow maybe touches text editors, you can do it with us. We just made a Zulip chat platform, which you can join, and we have an editor protocol channel in there. And also, this talk is intended to be to open the discussion on this, and we will do a follow-up at the end of February. You can find the date there and a link to Jitsi, and we would love to talk with all of you who are interested in how to make that specification. And finally, if you're curious about the TeamTech project, we have some links here to our source code and to our Mastodon account, and it already works. Check it out. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening.